Blog Talk Radio.
Hear this, you elders.
Listen, all who live in the land.
Has anything like this ever happened in your days?
Tell it to your children and let them tell it to their children.
And their children to the next generation.
That is right. This is not a test. It's the
real thing.
My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And this is the Christcast 2020.
Welcome
two generations
back.
With
one mission.
And you can probably tell it is Chamber Mixer Day.
Yay.
At Chick-fil-A. And I had a nice conversation with Hal Leedy, the general manager here at Chick-fil-A at
West Point Village.
And Chick-fil-A's big thing now is they're going international. They're actually going to have Chick-fil-A's all over the
now
world.
Now McDonald's is going to have to put up
that's
some competition.
That's right. That's right. And so, in fact, his son Ryan and our buddy Logan are going to be on the opening team for their first international brand up in Canada.
Canada.
Yes, and speaking of international, don't forget, this is the show that you can hear anywhere in the world up to and including
the International Space Station. And if you're up there, please tell us.
Well, I am working on something this week that has to do with the International Space Station, but that news is forthcoming. All right, hey.
You have to listen in next week.
Yes, you got to find out. And speaking of which, we're also starting something new coming up called the Digital Disciples. Students from other schools will be sharing this show with their schoolmates, and in doing so, they will be entered to win a season pass to Schlitterbahn, which is something that is much valued around here.
So if you listen to the show, you'll get entered to win a season pass.
So that's going to be pretty cool. All right. Hey, listen, last summer, your mom and I and you went and had lunch at the pizza place right up the road.
Yes,
and when we
did.
Walked out, we discovered this little shop that we didn't know was there, the little cigar shop and all that.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I felt that way about this book of the Bible.
I honestly,
in Vacation Bible School, we had to memorize all the books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I did not know there was a book of Joel in the Bible until we started this exercise of going through all 66
books. I've seen it, but I've never really read through it.
And I got to tell you, it is so perfectly adapted for your generation. Folks, this is three chapters. If you read this book and get a study guide, it explains, it's got everything.
It's one of the most simplest books in the Bible.
It is, and it's easy to understand. I've really enjoyed it. So we're going to talk about the book of Joel today. So let's talk about where we
setting.
Are historically. Yeah, setting in the Bible. And the answer to that question is, nobody really knows.
No, it's just... See, you may learn everything about Joel, but we never know where he is actually writing the book.
We don't know where he is in history. We know he's probably in Jerusalem, because he mentions it a lot, but we don't know when, because he doesn't reference any king. Some people think it might have been at a time, there was a king, it was actually a son of a queen during the Southern Kingdom's reign, and he was too young to be the king. So they appointed some of the priests and stuff to make the decision.
Yes.
So that might have been why he didn't, but most people think about 800 years. Before Christ. And what do we know about who wrote the book?
Well, you know, Joel wrote the book. He named it after himself, but little is actually known about him. He names his father a few times, but Joel's a really common name back then, and many biblical scholars suggest Joel may not even be the actual name. It may be like a stage name of some sort.
A pseudonym.
Or like the name that he was going to be appointed once he became king.
Yeah. And his dad's name in Hebrew is also can be converted to mean Joel. So a lot of people don't know, but that's not so important, because that's what I like about this book. We don't know when it was written, and he talks about something, the day of the Lord, which we're going to get to in a minute, and we don't know when that's going to happen either.
Yeah.
So there's some great symmetry to this book. Real quick, before we go to the break, I want to send a quick shout out to all my Desert Storm fellow Desert Storm veterans as we're recording here on the 17th of January. That's the night the war started.
Ooh.
So I always enjoy thinking about that great spring break in 1991 where I got to go downrange and get some. Hey, folks, when we get back from the break...
Only you would get excited about that.
When we get back from the break, we're going to talk about this fascinating, wonderful book of the Bible, the book of Joel, and we'll do it all right after
this.
Back in 2016, we had the opportunity to interview the CEO of Chick-fil-A Incorporated, Mr. Dan Cathy, and he gave Kiki some career advice.
You just pray, ask God to give you wisdom. I love this verse, Proverbs 3:5-6. I quote it often, but it's a great verse for business people. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. You're never going to figure it out, Kiki. Let me just tell you, you're never going to be smart enough. So just give up and say, God. And then verse 6, it says, in all your ways you acknowledge him and he'll direct your path. And that's worked for us for 70 years, and that would be my advice to you too.
All right, that was actually Mr. Kathy that you heard there in the break.
He's
giving
so nice.
Kiki some career advice, which I thought was pretty cool. You still have the signed books from him. It was a great, great day. Hey, first, let's talk about the book of Joel. The thing he's talking about that you heard us read in the intro is this thing, the locust plague.
Yes.
For those of you who listened to the show on the book of Exodus, you'll remember, or you won't, that the locust plague is the 8th plague to hit Egypt.
Exodus was a while back.
It was a long time ago. And a locust plague just hit Egypt in 2017. These things still happen.
Yes.
And they're devastating.
They ruin crops. They ruin animals. They ruin
everything.
The complete society
that's
of
right.
structure.
Because, you know, your breakfast is sitting right there.
Yes.
So if
my breakfast would not be here.
That's right. If the locust came and wiped out this Chick-fil-A, we could go to another Chick-fil-A.
Yes.
However, during the time of Joel, most agriculture, most farming was to eat the food for the people that lived there. It was subsistence farming.
They didn't
farming.
Have,
grocery
outside,
exactly.
outside sources, bringing food in. They would only be preparing to save food if they knew they were having a famine
coming.
That's
right. And the locust didn't exactly send a warning. There was
just
no
hey,
yes, there was no news that night that said, oh, by the way, tomorrow we're expecting a 40% chance of
the
a locust plague. Yes. And
we're not weather people.
And although we did it pretty well, actually. Cheerful on the highway today, locusts could be. But when I was reading this, there was one interpretation that I didn't see about this. There are four words that are translated into Greek about the type of locust, the gnawing, the clawing, and then they think they're describing the four stages of the insect. And I think that could be true. But I think Joel, who is depicted in some of the stuff that I saw as an old guy, there's something about this book of the Bible that leads me to believe he might have been
more wise than he was leading
on. Well, younger. I think he might have been a younger guy, the way he talks and the way he writes. And I think what they're talking, I believe that locust plague happened, by the way, because they happened all the time. But I do believe that maybe talk about generations. There's a lot of references to generations in this book.
Yeah.
And if one generation wipes out the truth of God, the next generation gets even less. The next generation gets even less.
It's just like a
and then it's all
like
gone.
Slope. It just decreases.
It just
over
decreases.
Time.
That's right. So pay particular attention when you read about the locust plague in this book. And of course, we do find Christ in the book of Joel. He talks about the day of the Lord. The book of Joel describes the day of the Lord, and he says it will be
the day of the Lord when God will defeat evil and sin once and for all and save all of his people from what they are in currently.
Yeah.
He will bring them back up to that peak that they were originally at.
That's right. And we kind of had the day of the Lord on. It was coming up, and these guys that had read all of these books and should have known that Jesus was, in fact, the Lord and the Messiah, just decided, well, we're going to ignore all of that and conspire with the Romans.
The Lord is coming.
The Lord came, and he was ignored, unfortunately. There's also another great bit of foreshadowing. God pours out his Spirit.
The book of Joel foreshadows the Holy Spirit and the Pentecost actually coming down to Israel.
That's right.
It's like, even before, Jesus was mentioned all throughout the Bible, but that was one of more recent times that they were mentioning the Pentecost and saying the Holy Spirit changes your soul, not necessarily the man.
That's right. See, if you read the book of Acts, you'll hear a great description of Pentecost and the Holy Spirit coming onto Peter and the disciples and the apostles. And again, here we are possibly 800 years before the birth of Christ. And all of this stuff is coming to this beautiful, dramatic conclusion in the New Testament, which we will get to in your senior year. Yes, later in the year. There also talks about in the book a new Eden. Joel says that in addition to God's people being restored, God will also restore his creation into a new Eden. Joel 3:18, in that day the mountains will drip new wine.
And the hills will flow with milk. It's saying once God comes back, he will restore Eden to its glory, and humans will be allowed to go back in and be pure, be one with God.
That's right. You know, we hear so much stuff about the earth is in trouble or whatnot. Folks, let me tell you, we're not weather people or meteorologists, but I can promise you this. God takes care of the planet. God takes care of his perfect creation. And Joel describes a new Eden.
But Joel also describes desolate
things. Yes, yes. The day of the Lord doesn't sound so great for everybody.
No.
You and I are going to be okay. But like I said, applying it today, I want you to know that
God remembers everything.
God remembers everything. And in Joel 3:19, he says, "But Egypt will be a desolate desert,
and Edom will be a desert waste."
That's right. The Edomites, those pesky Edomites. You remember the story of the twin brothers, Esau and Jacob. Esau is born first, sells his birthright. Many people believe Esau is the forerunner of what we would call Arab people today. And our friend Mrs. Carl had an interesting post over the Christmas break about a documentary she wanted people to watch. And I told her, I don't really need to watch that. If you know people that are so open-minded, you need to convert them to Christianity. You don't need to celebrate their faith. You should try to convert them to Christianity. Because if you see somebody running to a cliff and you care about them, what do?
You save them.
And so I do.
But we should be doing that with everyone, even whether we know them or not.
Absolutely. And what I love again about the book is it covers everything from Genesis to Revelation, Joel 3:20.
Judah will be inhabited forever.
And Jerusalem through all generations. Hey, there's that word again. Two generations with
one mission.
And no sneeze. Way to go. I just watched Kiki Sopranos sneeze. That was really clever.
School has taught me well.
Hey, listen, folks. I really encourage it. It's three chapters. You can read this in the car. You can read this on your way to a soccer tournament.
Yeah.
Or it is a beautiful book. Get a study guide. Just a great, great book of the Bible. My name is Jason Dias alongside
Kiki Culpepper.
And to God be the
glory. Practice runs in life. This is the